You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Schwabba.
It totally is. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. We are kicking off our number two. Good to have you with me on this Thursday night. John Corwin, the winner of the Bucks. I've lost it again. The Bucks Fan Challenge, sponsored by Michelob. We'll be here at 7:35. We're going to talk to John about his experience with Brandon Jennings on the floor at Pfizer Forum. It sounds like it was an absolute blast and a very cool thing that the Bucks did. So we'll celebrate that at 7:35. Right now, Greg Schwemm is with me. I have to do a quick bit of business here, Greg. And Greg, you're welcome to enter this contest. So listen, because this could affect you. It's okay. Our break into spring text to win statewide contest, your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheet set, mattress protector, and pillows. Times for text to win are 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. All you have to do is download the Civic Media app to play. Click on the text icon and text in the word of the day right after you get it, and you are all set and eligible for the daily prize and the grand prize. Good luck, folks. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite Val Kilmer movie? Val Kilmer passed away Tuesday at 65 from complications due to pneumonia. Left behind a pretty incredible resume. So we've had some great, I would say Tombstone, Conrad. Is that our winner?
Yeah, I would say Willow? So far. Yeah, definitely Tombstone is the one that sticks out.
Greg likes The Doors. I think we've had maybe one other person say The Doors. He was great as Jim Morrison, but let us know. We'll read your text on the radio. Stream us, text us on the app or the old-fashioned radio. Greg Schwemm, yes, is my guest. He is the creator of The Humor Hotel. You can read all of Greg's articles. He's a nationally syndicated columnist at Tribune Content Agencies. His book, Turning Gut Punches into Punchlines, A Comedian's Journey Through Cancer, Divorce, and Other Hilarious Stuff. I just caught that's a kind of a play. That's a horrible thing.
That's the hook right there. Right. You got to that part the first time.
Wow.
And you're like, and I can't read my own writing.
I couldn't.
That's the part you left
that
out.
That was a joke killer. I know.
It was.
That's a great title. A very clever title.
Thank you.
It is available. Go to Barnes & Noble. If you have to buy it on Amazon, okay. But there are other ways to get the book, folks. Yes. And put some money in someone else's pocket. So, Greg, we were talking about, let's talk about a couple of your articles. I really enjoyed, help me with this word, because I wrote it down phonetically, solomangrophobia. Am I saying that right?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if you're saying it right.
Okay.
It is people who are afraid of dining alone. And the only reason I put that in the article, I actually Googled, like, is this a thing?
Yeah.
You know, do people suffer from this? And that word popped up. So I threw it in the article, but I'd never heard of it.
I love it.
But yeah, the gist of the article was how I really enjoy eating breakfast in a restaurant by myself. I mean, as a comedian, I'm on the road a lot. I've gotten very used to dining alone. It's not something that bothers me.
Right.
I think it does bother a lot of people. I think it used to bother people more before they could hide behind their phone.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to bring a book
with you. And all of a sudden you're not dining by yourself. You're working, you know, right. you're conducting right. business. So, which is, I get it. I think that's an easy out, but I don't know what it is about breakfast. I don't know what it is about that first meal or the coffee or something, but I don't think that if you're in a diner by yourself, at breakfast time, anybody ever looks at you as weird.
That's interesting.
I think you still might get that a little bit from people. Maybe not if you're sitting at the bar, but if you're sitting at a table.
Yeah.
But I think if you're sitting at a table for one and you're eating breakfast, I don't think people find that odd. And that was what the piece was about.
That's a very nuanced look at dining alone.
And loneliness.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's something that's interesting. I never really thought about that before. Greg, I like to eat breakfast alone. I can't that early in the morning. I have trouble with people. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they do when they get up. It's tough for me to watch people drink milk and have eggs in the same meal. I have all these weird quirks about breakfast only, though.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. But to me, if I'm going to eat breakfast alone and sort of take in the solitude and just sort of at peace with myself, it has to be before, like I mentioned in the article, on weekdays, it doesn't matter. All right. But on weekends, if you get there a little bit too late, then you're dealing with the post church crowd, the new Gen Z parents out with the stroller and the dog that they're going to bring into any restaurant, no matter what the code is, you know, the dog's coming in there too. To me, that kills the mood.
It's a service dog. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Sure it is.
Right. The service is I can't leave the dog home for an hour. Right. That's the service.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I just think there's something very, and if you haven't, if in all seriousness and to your listeners, if you've never tried it, do it. Just eat breakfast alone and see how you feel. Go at 8 o'clock, 8:30, order something. Order your eggs. You should be able to get out of there for under $50, you know. And if you cut two eggs, I think you'll feel very, very refreshed when you come.
It's weird. Like I think you're right about eating breakfast alone, but I do think if there's a wait and you're by yourself humiliating.
No way.
Yeah, you got to keep
because now you are competing. You're competing with the people I just mentioned.
Right.
You know,
and you have to say one. How many was it again? One. Everybody looks at you. It's like
everybody hears that.
Oh, this guy got no action last night, or he did, and she bailed first thing, and he's here, you know.
That's with me, great. That could be either.
Yeah. Appreciate your honesty. Let's talk about your other one, Dogs Win. I love this article. Why have the dogs won, Greg?
Well, that was kind of what we were just talking about. It's, you know, I was out with my niece and her husband just had a baby. He's 5 months old. And I was over there for dinner and they said, you know, it was a really warm day in Chicago, a couple of days, one of those fake spring days. You have in Wisconsin too.
Sure.
And, you know, and everybody's out. And they said, we go to this park and it's just mobbed with kids and parents, but which is fine. I mean, it's a great, everybody's having a good time. And she says to me, she goes, I guess we better go wait in line for the swings. And that alone was like, wait, you have to wait for playground equipment? That boggled my mind. There was like three people waiting. And what prompted the article was the next day I happened to be walking to an appointment and I passed this park that I'd never passed before. And it was bigger than this swing park with the line. And it was just for dogs. There's no playground equipment. It's huge.
Oh, that's funny.
And I'm like, this is taking, there's kids waiting for 45 minutes to do something so basic. You know, ride on a swing, and yet you in Chicago, you planners, you people have said, no, we don't need more swings. We really need some place for the dogs to romp freely.
Who are happy no matter what anyway, so come on.
Yeah, and then the next day, I was at a very upscale restaurant with a friend of mine having dinner, and in walks, like, there was like a table of 10 that was sitting there. You know, just waiting. You knew it was going to be occupied eventually. And in walks like five couples, and one woman is holding a dog. And
that's so weird.
I'm just like, you got to be. There's not a single kid in the restaurant. You know.
Yeah.
But they're holding a dog, and the emotional support animal thing. All I could think of, I said this to my buddy. I go, if you're out with a bunch of friends, and you have to bring your dog into the restaurant for whatever reason, what the hell does that say about your friends? It's like, you guys, I like you, you're fun, but you're not as, I still need the mini golden doodle.
I need Rex. Yeah.
I was just blown away. So yeah. So I think dogs are high pawing each other, whatever dogs do. Just like, we did it. We did. We've totally recreated zoning in Chicago.
Our plan is working.
Yes.
Those are just some of the articles you can read of Greg's. Check out his work at Humor Hotel. It's on Tribune Content Agency. Just Google Greg Schwemm and Humor Hotel. Also check out his book, Turning Gut Punches into Punchlines, A Comedian's Journey Through Cancer, Divorce, and Other Hilarious Stuff. There it is right there. Buddy, thank you so much. Always fun having you on the show. And thank you for a great popcorn pick, too.
Thank you. And I'll be at the Port Washington Room this Saturday night. So,
oh my God, like the whole reason we had you on, and I focused on the popcorn pick.
I'm either a really good guest or a really bad one. Can you please plug Saturday night up in Port Washington at some point? I'll be signing copies of the book up there too.
Oh, fabulous. So it's Memories Ballroom this Saturday night in Port Washington. Great shows.
Book signing after.
Oh, check it out, folks. You won't be disappointed. Greg's hilarious, and it's a great venue, too. So, yeah, knock him dead, Greg. Break a leg.
All right, thank you so much, Pete.
Okay, pleasure, buddy. That is Greg Schwemm. Always fun to have Greg on the show. He's got – it's kind of fun, like, when you have people on that are pushing stuff, but Greg has got, like, articles, a live comedy show, a book. It's kind of emasculating.
I don't think I'm scared of eating alone.
No?
I can go to a restaurant and eat by myself.
Dinner too?
Dinner, lunch, breakfast.
Without your phone though. Can you do it without looking at your phone? Because I'm with you. I'll go in and I don't mind eating by myself. I'd rather.
I mean, I don't think I've like just mainly been on my phone the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just be watching. Usually they'll have like ESPN or something on.
Right.
And I'll be watching that.
But it's not really alone. I mean, it's kind of alone, but I hear what he's saying. You know, I always sit at the bar.
Yeah.
Brian from Green Bay, that's the 920, folks. He says, Top Gun 2, favorite Val Kilmer movie. Steve from Florida, Steve is in Florida, but he's also the 920. He says, Tombstone is my favorite, but I got to say, he was great in all of his movies. Totally agree, Steve. He was a treasure when it came to acting, for sure. Okay, we're going to play, we're going to read some more texts when we come back. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Wisconsin Film Festival. And the Badgers just signed somebody new. We can go over that. We got a lot to cover.
Yeah.
And then John Corwin will be here at 7:35 telling us all about the Michelob Bucks Fan Challenge. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight. We are zipping through a Thursday night show here, folks. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. I want to put out a blanket apology to everyone I swap text messages with on a daily basis. I often use voice. I know you've been confused before. I've sent you stuff.
Yes.
It's absolute gibberish, and I get that. I feel technology is so advanced, I can send a voice message, use text, voice text, and it will pick it up instead of the radio. We'll hear Rob Thomas, our friend, Madison film critic. I'm trying to get Rob on the show next week to give us a rundown of the Wisconsin Film Festival. So he said, can we do maybe a pre-record because he's seeing movies every night? I said, sure. Here's my response to Rob saying, I can do an interview, a pre-record from my car. And I said, here's my response. Tell me what you make of this. News with a friend of the excellent. Maybe I can get there a little earlier by 4:45. I'll keep you posted. Thanks, Rob. The news must have been playing in here.
Yeah.
News with a friend of the excellent maybe. God, I am a mess. The Wisconsin Film Festival opens today, folks. Get your tickets. They have great restored films, guests, great selections, great venues. If you do happen to go to the Wisconsin Film Festival, stop by the Barrymore Theater on Saturday afternoon. I'll be moderating, introducing, and doing a Q&A for Meet the Parents, the original Meet the Parents, written by Greg Leon. It's going to be a really fun afternoon. And it's a very funny film. You can see where all the craziness regarding that franchise started with Greg's original film, financed by comedian Emo Phillips. So we'll do that. And then if you're in the Madison area, check out the Nightlight Beer, a Nightlight-inspired pale ale, an IPA. It's called Hazed on Radio. Brewmaster Dave Hansen created it. And we worked together on it a little bit. I say together. I just poured hops in to a big vat, and I didn't stir it because you don't even have to stir it. You just pour it in, and Dave was there and took a picture, and it was great fun. So check out Hazed on Radio if you go to Flicks Brewhouse in Easttown Mall for the film festival, the Nightlight-inspired beer. But great stuff happening in Madison this week. So if you're in the Madison area, definitely check out the Wisconsin Film Festival. Milwaukee Film Festival right around the corner. We'll talk to Matt Miller about that in a week or so. So, yeah, the Badgers have a new they've got a new player, and they lost they're going to lose a player.
Well, I mean, yeah, today also John Blackwell is declared for the NFL draft, NBA yeah. draft. But also he is still in talks, you know, with Wisconsin, that if he doesn't get drafted, he can go back to Wisconsin.
I'm glad he can do that. I really can't. I mean, is he going to get drafted?
I think it's too early for – I think he should have one more year at least before
he declares. He's a good player, but
– Yeah.
I don't see him going, like, in the first round.
No, I don't even – I don't see him in the second round either yet. But I think if he stays one more year, he is potential.
Yeah. I hope he stays.
But yeah, Andrew Rohde, I believe.
Is it Rohde or Rohde?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
He's 5'2". That makes me nervous.
He's played for Virginia. This is senior season. He's coming back home. He's from Milwaukee.
Yeah. Is he a guard?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That helps.
Yeah.
I felt like Tanjay was like our Russell Wilson of basketball. Like we had this great opportunity with Tanjay coming here.
Oh, he was a great player.
Didn't really work out, but yeah, he was. It was good to have him at least for a year. This is kind of a cool thing. I've been watching the show Adolescence on Netflix. It's all the rage. It's a top-rated show on, I think, of all the streamers. I could be wrong about that. Definitely Netflix, but I think it's like kicking butt on all the streaming platforms. Really gripping, riveting, poignant. I don't know. I don't know what the proper adjective is, but they're going to show this film. And it's not a film. It's a four-part series. They are going to show this to anyone who wants to see it in the UK, in schools. Parents, children, it's all about cyberbullying and toxic masculinity. It is a really good show, and it takes its time. Every episode is one camera shot. They never cut away, and they follow the cops into the classroom. Then they're interviewing the kid with a social worker, and it's about a kid who's 13. His name is Jamie, and he is accused of killing a classmate, a girl named Katie. So I'm almost at the fourth episode. They're long episodes, but they're really good. So I thought that was interesting. When you create something, and Stephen Graham is one of the creators. He plays Jamie's dad on the show. And they did this to provoke these conversations so the kids could have better resources for dealing with online bullying and toxic masculinity. Very good show. Very excited to see how it ends. Well, not excited. I'm anticipating that the end will be as riveting as the show has been. So,
speaking of school,
yeah,
it's National Tweed Day.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on tweed?
I have tweed pajamas. No,
that it's does like, not sound comfortable. Like,
I know the tweed are the patches on the, but if everything on that outfit was tweed, it'd be like wearing a burlap sack. It's not a good, I don't know. I'm not into tweed, I guess.
So,
is what I'm saying.
When I saw it was National Tweed Day, it reminded me of one scene, one episode, and How I Met Your Mother. It's so funny.
You wouldn't happen to have that scene. Would you?
Oh, I pulled it. I know. Because it's hilarious. So, I'll play that.
Ah, tweed. Textile of the eunuch. You know, I've always wondered why those tweed jackets have elbow patches.
Because the people who wear them are constantly going, ah, oh, geez, why can't I get laid?
He leans forward on the patches when he says that. It's very funny.
That episode is great. It's called The Sexless Innkeeper.
Oh, funny.
And at the end of it, eventually, he actually does find a woman that likes tweed.
Oh, I love that.
He rubs it into Barney's face with a poem.
Careful. That's funny. Do you have the clip? I don't think it was that long. Now we probably don't have time for it. Bill Murray talking about Bruce Willis.
I do. We do not have time.
We do not have time for that. All right, let's read some texts. All right, so we read Steve's text. Here is 608. I would say The Doors. I had a fun experience when I lived in L.A. in the early 90s. I got to be an extra in the crowd when the Miami 69 concert scene was being filmed, where he was totally out of control. That is real. Boy, I would love to hear more about that because he got arrested. 608 says he was so great in that film. Great experience. Totally agree. Phenomenal Jim Morrison portrayal. That was Janet from Madison in the 608. She also says, love the show. Thank you so much, Janet. We have more show coming up. We're going to talk a little Bucks basketball and a really fun fan challenge. That's all coming up next after the news, after Civic Media's news team keeps you informed. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Tomorrow night, I'll be live from our Madison studio, and I will. It'll be my pleasure to welcome Greg Aliena, the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise, who will be in town for a big screening at the Barrymore that we just talked about on Saturday afternoon. He will be on the show with Jim Vincent. And then, as always, it's Friday. That means our friend Terry Barr will be here for Bar Band Friday night. Terry is always fun, brings us new music. And she is an absolute blast to talk to. So that's tomorrow night on Nightlight. We will also be live from Madison on Monday night. If you haven't, I was just talking about the film festival and this screening Saturday. If you haven't checked out a Director's Cut on PBS Wisconsin, you can go to pbswisconsin.org and get kind of a rundown of the Wisconsin Film Festival. We've been doing it here on the air this week. You can also check out Director's Cut on pbswisconsin.org. I host a show and bring in a lot of directors, and it's a fun show, and you get to learn a little bit about what's playing this year. So definitely check that out. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Val Kilmer film? Val Kilmer was a phenomenal actor, passed away a couple of days ago. We've got some really good suggestions and contributions from listeners, so keep those coming. Bridget on the text line says, Real Genius. She said he was excellent in that. That was my pick as well, Bridget, in the 818. Could not agree more. She says his character, Chris Knight, was so cool. Totally agree. Keep those texts coming, folks. All right, so this is going to be fun because I'm about to welcome a very good friend of mine, a family friend. We're actually kind of more like brothers. He likes me a little bit more than I like him, but we're going to bring him on. But first, I want to preface this appearance by... Conrad, what was the Atlanta Hawks?
Atlanta Hawks, yes.
There was a fan challenge there.
It was the tic-tac-toe game.
Tic-tac-toe, yeah.
Where there's a tic-tac-toe board at half court, and there's two contestants on each side, and they have to make layups, grab a piece, put it on the board, make another layup. Well, one contestant didn't get too far in it. He grabbed the ball.
4 seconds, right?
He grabbed the ball. Ran down the court, and that was it for his ACL.
Didn't even get a layup up.
Nope.
He's just an average guy, tore his ACL. They had to have the medics come down. The game was delayed. They had to wipe the floor. I so wanted him while they were wheeling him out to do the thumbs up to the crowd. Who would have just, like, laughed at him? But we have a similar thing happen here in Wisconsin at the Pfizer Forum last Sunday. John Corwin, who's about to join us here on the show, was the winner of the Play Like a Pro fan challenge, and it was sponsored by Michelob. We'll find out how he got that and how it went for him. He got to hang out with Brandon Jennings at the Pfizer Forum on the hardwood. How cool is that? It is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight for the first time, John Corwin. Hey, buddy.
Hello, everybody. How are we doing, Pete?
We're doing well. Thank you for the wave, but this is radio, so if you could talk, that would be great, John.
That would be nice. I will say, when you guys are talking about the ACL, as you know, Brandon Jennings was a great guest, but I will say Joe Schwab's presence outshined Brandon Jennings.
I see.
But the whole time, as we found out, like, yeah, you enter these contests, like, you're never going to get picked. I've done a million of these. And the next thing you know, yeah, you're picked.
Wow.
And first thing I was like, okay, ACL, my Achilles, whatever it may be. The second I came out of that court, I took one dribble as a joke crossover, rolled my ankle.
Oh my
thank
gosh.
God, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But it was just like classic. I was terrified the entire time that I'm going to break my leg in front of Brandon Jennings in the Bucks DJ.
Did you hear about the thing in Atlanta with that guy?
I didn't, and I also never heard about Val Kilmer, so that news just broke for me.
Oh, no, yeah.
Now. Yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, great actor. Not a very good hoop game, as I understand, but that's okay.
Probably not.
We all have our callings. Hey, it's great to have you on the show, buddy. This is really fun. You were a pretty darn good athlete yourself in high school and a very good basketball player, actually. So I know you're a huge Bucks fan. Tell us a little bit about how you talked about you didn't think you'd get picked. Tell us how you got picked.
Yeah, so, you know, you're scrolling through social media and all of a sudden, Michelob Ultra Boxing pops up, Play Like Pro, enter now. Very simple, entered in. I had to tell a story about why basketball was important to me. And I talked about in high school, my senior year, we were 1-20, but I still showed up every day. We were god awful, but it was fun. It was still fun to play basketball, shoot around, enjoy it. And then throughout my entire life, I've been around the game. I worked in college athletics across the country for 20 years. So
yeah,
it was pretty easy to explain why basketball is so important to me. And I also talked about last time I lived here in Milwaukee about 10 years ago, I played in a sort of a men's league, but with all guys we knew, a lot of guys from Marinette. You know, we're up there in age and we're just going out and playing basketball. And, you know, we have people that are taking a little bit more serious than others. We're just trying to get up and down the court, get some shots up, but it was a lot of fun. So I talked about that experience, but so we had to fill out that form. I get an email back from Michelob Ultra saying I'm selected to the next round. Next round, I had to have a video about why I should be picked. You know, obviously Joe, your son lives here in Milwaukee, filmmaker. I reached out and the next day we shot over here at Cass Street School. I live here in Milwaukee. And we went on the windiest day probably ever in the city of Milwaukee and got some shots up. We filmed a few things and I brought my daughter with and Joe did a great job making it funny, showing my game a little bit.
Yeah.
I posted up my nephew a few times just to make sure that they knew I was really good at basketball. Worked out very well. So submitted that. And then about a week later, we got the call saying we are selected. So from there, it was just a whirlwind of changes from what the promotion was and here and there. So we were kind of, as we went into Sunday, not really sure how it was going to work. Certainly had a little bit of a skeleton what was going to happen, but we had the time of our lives. It was so much fun to just be in the arena and to be a part of like the game. And other winners were there too. So there was 5 winners from around the area that came and we each got to bring 2 people with us. So it was really, really fun. And certainly I brought Joe for helping out. But yeah, it was just an overall really fun experience to be on the court. They had the DJ there. They introduced us, which was very funny.
Jeez.
So that was very, very fun to have that overall experience with the Bucks as your fan, you know, for most of my life. And I mentioned in the video when I was in college here in 2004, I went to probably 20-ish games. They were $5 tickets back then for college
kids
at the Bradley
gosh.
Center.
Wow.
And I didn't see one win in 2005 or whatever it was. I just, we were so bad. So then to all of a sudden come through with Giannis and a championship in 2021, incredible. And obviously, you know, we were around in town for that quite a bit, and just to have this experience, to be on the floor that the Bucks won the title on, and you know, I was hitting so many shots, Pete. I was lights out.
Oh, that's
until
awesome.
I had to move.
Yeah. Listen, I was so excited for you because Joe showed me the video he made. It was very funny. You had a couple shots that you drained, and then a couple that looked like there's no way they're going into the hoop, but he edited it, so it was a swish.
Yeah.
You had your daughter, Signe, who is as cute as a button. You were holding her. She's in a Bucks jersey. My initial response was, I don't know how they don't choose him. This is a great video.
Yeah.
He's got his daughter. He's a good dad. You had Signe on the court rolling the ball to you. It was great. And so when you got it, I was so excited for you because I know how much you love Milwaukee. I know what a, not just a Bucks fan, but what a Wisconsin sports fan you are. So for that, for you to have that experience, we were all thrilled for you. And I'm glad you didn't embarrass yourself, tear anything, and I'm glad you were hitting your shots. I would assume it's a set shot these days, John?
Oh, absolutely. You get me on the free throw line, Pete, I'm making every free throw I take. The second I have to move laterally, that's when I'm just, there was another guy that was playing with us, my size, large American. He and I were like, hey, we need to really play this out right. Like, let's do a few possessions down here. We'll have a little fun, and then we'll go down to that side of the floor. I'll play offense for a little bit. It's a huge floor. Like, you don't really think about it too much, but if it's just so very, very big, and it was 4-on-4, and they're like, all of a sudden they brought out refs too, Pete. Like, there's two referees that are coming out here making calls, and we're doing out of bounds, and it was pretty, like, legit the entire experience.
Oh, man.
And one thing I would say too is, we knew Brandon Jennings was going to be there, and Bucks and Six, and when I was in college, he was playing and things like that. So, I always knew about Brandon Jennings, loved Brandon Jennings, and to be, as we were walking into the arena to meet everybody, Joe and I were walking in, and we saw Brandon Jennings. He was with his brother, and we were talking for a little bit. Went into the locker room. We got a free jersey as well. We both got Damian Lillard jerseys, and we came out on the court. He couldn't have been nicer. Like, he didn't have to be as kind, as engaging as he was.
And
he was awesome. We were playing horse for a little bit before. He was teaching my wife Danelle how to shoot, as she airballed some. And she's probably gonna be upset I just said that. She airballed a few, but eventually she rolled up, and her shot is a bank shot. So. But he didn't have to be as cool as he was. He was like that with everybody. So it was, as they say, don't meet your heroes. He was exactly not that.
Oh, that's cool. My guest is John Corwin. He is one of the winners of the Play Like a Pro Michelob Ultra Challenge that took place at the Pfizer Forum Sunday. My two favorite moments, John, were the video you sent of Joe being announced. That was cool, too, that they announced you guys, and you got to run out of the tunnel. And he points up, and I was with your brother Mike watching tournament games at the time, and Joe points up, and I look up, there's nobody in the stands. It was so great. So Brandon Jennings, you just said don't meet your heroes, because I know that could backfire, but Conrad and I were talking about that earlier. Like, this guy is just supposed to be salt of the earth, an all around really cool guy.
Yeah, 100%. And it's like one of those things where he didn't have to be as nice as he was. He didn't have to have that energy. And it was through the entire, we were there 2 hours on the floor, roughly, and in the locker room. He took photos with everybody. I was so tired at the end where I didn't even think about getting a photo with him, but there was some really good imagery. He was coaching us up. We had four quarters. And after the first quarter, we're all on the bench. Joe and I both had towels in our heads. I am just sucking wind as hard as possible. And he's trying to tell us, like, to set screens and, like, to push the ball. I was like, Brandon, we're not pushing anything. We're just trying to survive out here. But it was one of those things where we thought we were going to have, so at the end of this, we had about a 2.5 hour break. And when we were coming back, we got to go into a suite, with all the contestant winners. And we actually got to watch pregame, shoot around from the floor seats. So that was incredible as well.
Yeah.
We thought Brandon Jennings was going to be in the suite with us. He unfortunately wasn't, but that's when we were going to take some photos and things like that. But just to have the overall full day with the Bucks and The Bucks staff was incredible, as you can imagine. And I think if you go to as many games as I've been to in my life, you see kind of the fan experience and how people engage at these different events. And the Bucks are top notch. They do it better than anybody. So to have that experience, and there's, you know, hundreds of people working from the Bucks to make this experience positive for everyone. So
it's funny you say that.
The Bucks, as always.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because we were talking about earlier in the show. Somehow we got onto the Conrad was a Dodger fan when he was a young kid, and I talked about how great their PR people were. And I was going to ask you about that. You just answered that the Bucks are fantastic at that.
Yeah, absolutely. And these people, they win awards for the PR they have. They win awards for the marketing. If you go to a game, it's not about wins or losses for them. The experience is top notch across the board, from when you get to the arena, your interactions in the game, the fan experience on the video board, the light shows, everything.
That's excellent.
Obviously, we have the best player in the world on our team, so that's always fun
during
the games as well.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, thanks for your time tonight. Real quick, we got about 30 seconds. Prediction, Bucks in the playoffs. Fifth seed right now, I think. What are they doing?
Yeah. I mean, I always am going to say we're going to win the NBA championship again. I will always die on that hill.
You got to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. But realistically, yes, we are winning the title.
Okay. We'll have you back on if it happens. You could be here in the studio.
Fantastic.
It's worth a trip to Green Bay. John, thanks so much, buddy. Congrats again. So happy for you. And thank you for spending a few minutes with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks so much. Bucks and Six.
All right. That's John Corwin, winner of the, let's just call it the Bucks and Six Challenge. We're coming right back, folks. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We're going to wrap things up on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight. It's been a fun show. This might be my favorite Thursday show in quite a while. Great to have you with me. We're in the home stretch here. I will be live from Madison tomorrow night. And we just found out Terry Barr for Barbie and Friday Night might be in the studio. How exciting is that, Conrad?
She will be.
She will be.
Yep.
That's definitely
720.
So, two in-studio guests tomorrow, Greg Liana and Jim Vincent, talking Meet the Parents. And then Barbie and Friday Night in person, Terry Barr, the one and only, our friend, will be there. That'll be fun, too. We shouldn't laugh at people that tear their ACL, even though it's an NBA challenge. That guy, as I understand it, was a Real Housewives contestant or something like that, or his...
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I don't feel bad at all.
No, that's more entertaining than the actual show, what happened to this poor guy. I shouldn't say that, but...
All right, I'm kidding. I feel bad. That's a terrible injury.
But I just tore my MCL during the break, blowing my nose. It's easy to do, folks. Be careful out there. I love that the other guy kept... doing the contest while his fallen comrade was writhing in pain.
The announcer's like, well, that's not really fair.
Yeah, right. It's like, what's he supposed to do? So the other day I found this clip. This is so great. Bill Murray, I think it was from the Howard Stern show. This is a few days ago I sent this to you, but he tells a story about when he was on Saturday Night Live and Bruce Willis was working his way up in show business, hadn't booked anything yet. This is probably early 80s, pre-Moonlighting even, which I think is the show that put him on the map. And this is Bill Murray telling the story about Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis was a page at NBC.
Wow.
When I was on Saturday Night Live.
No way.
Yeah, he was a page. Wow. And his job was to come and to refill. This sounds like insane, but his job was to come and go to the dressing rooms and refill the M&M's and pretzels kind of thing in the actors' rooms. And I remember when I met him after he was already a successful guy, he said, you and Gilda were nice to me. And I thought, okay. And that's, I always thought, okay, I'm good with this guy. But
that's pretty cool. You like to hear that. John just talked about meeting your heroes. I mean, Bill Murray has no bigger fan than me, and I loved hearing that. You know, unless he was making it up. But Gilda Radner, too, she's just was such a treasure. And trying to find my, I wrote my clips down. What are the clips that we have, Conrad? I wanted to play that one with.
Well, yeah, we got that Marlon Brando.
That's the one. Okay, because we'll save Rhea Perlman. I cut together, or Conrad cut together. I sent some clips of, sometimes I forget how funny she was on Cheers and how acerbic she could be, especially towards Cliff. So one of these nights, we will get to those clips because she has some phenomenal one-liners. But right now, and I did this because today is Marlon Brando's birthday, so I sent you this clip. And this is Chris Elliott used to do Marlon Brando on David Letterman. And he comes out and pours out a bag of bananas. Part of this is visual. I apologize for that. But the song he sings and how he talks to Paul Schaefer is hilarious. And then Dave's response to the whole thing. Here's Chris Elliott as Marlon Brando on Marlon Brando's birthday.
Oh, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And may I be so bold as to interrupt your little late night with Larry King Live, which I was watching in the green room. It's very funny. Now, this evening, ladies and gentlemen, the fellas, Ringo and the fellas and I, put together a little something. It's called my famous banana dance. And it's something that I performed on my island regularly, and I perfected some years back. And before we perform it, I'd just like to say, before we do it, that we hope we do not offend. All right, now just one moment. Let me prepare for it. Let me throw out the bananas here. I'm going to put them right here. All right, fellas, you ready? Okay, on you. Go ahead, Ringo. Hit it. Here we go. All right. There we go. Bananas. Ah. Thank you, Paul. I love you. All right. Okay. Hey, oh, jeez. David Letterman.
Don't take this personally, but that made me sick, too.
That was the best. Every time Chris Elliott would do something, whether it was the guy under the seats, the regulator guy, Dave would always say something about how it made him sick. Chris, don't take this personally. That literally made me ill.
No, Chris Elliott played a father on How I Met Your Mother. He played Lily's father.
Okay.
And he did some of the grossest things on that show. He made, his whole thing was that he made board games. And they're playing, I can't say the name of the game.
Okay.
But anyways, let's just say this.
It's inappropriate, though.
If the timer runs out, it pops. And what was in it was horse bile.
Was what?
Horse bile.
Horse bile? What's that? Something gross, yeah, obviously, but...
not good. And that was his character.
He was Woogie in Something About Mary. Very funny. And then he was on... he had his own sitcom called Get a Life. We talked about this with a guest recently, and he would do... he went to a... one of the episodes was... he went to something called Handsome Boy Modeling School, which was run by Brian Doyle Murray. And Chris Elliott changed his name to Sparkles Peterson because he's trying to be a male model. Really funny dude. And what better way to celebrate Marlon Brando's birthday than to use Chris Elliott to do so. Thank you so much, everybody, for being with us tonight. My thanks to Greg Schwemm, John Corwin, all your texts. Great answers regarding our question of the night with Val Kilmer. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.